Some western states choose to feed elk occasionally, but Wyoming has the nation's largest feeding program, and it started about 100 years ago when winters were harsh and ranchers were upset that elk were getting into their hay yards. Now there are 22 feed grounds statewide. But that whole system is in jeopardy due to a deadly disease that spreads when elk gather. Wyoming Public Radio's Caitlin Tan visited a feed ground in late March and has this report for the Mountain West News Bureau.
Elk feeder James Barnes leads two stout 1,800-pound draft horses on an elk feed ground in Wyoming, south of Grand Teton National Park.
Her name's Robin, and this is a gelding. His name is Batman, so Robin and Batman.
Barnes hooks them up to a long, flat sleigh. Then he and feed grounds manager Gary Hornberger load it with hay bales.
Here, if you'll put seven total on top of those two, that'll be 35.
Okay.
Should be enough on top there.
Yep.
That'll feed the 400 elk who hang out in this large open meadow filled with snow. The men climb onto the sleigh and Barnes cues the horses.
Hanging on?
Yep.
Gotta jerk it out of the ice.
This is just a day in the life on an elk feed ground, but it could all change. At a Wyoming Game and Fish meeting this winter, the agency's Cheyenne Stewart read from an old report on feed grounds to set the tone.
What started as a logical solution to some very real problems has become one of the most complex and controversial wildlife management challenges of the 21st century.
Because of chronic wasting disease, or CWD, it attacks the brain, slowly killing the animal, and there's no cure. Stewart shows a map of CWD first appearing in southeast Wyoming in 1986, indicated by a small pink blob. As she scrolls through the years, the blob grows, moving west.
And you can kind of see how CWD is marching its way towards the feed ground system.
Some projections say CWD could wipe out half of the 16,000 elk that depend on Wyoming's feed grounds. But to get ahead of it, the state can't just stop feeding elk. Over a century of generations depend on it. Thousands would also die. So Game and Fish worked with stakeholders for years to create a first-of-its-kind plan, finalized just this year. It's 100 pages long and controversial.
I got bogged down and I just quit reading and got frustrated.
Dustin Child is an elk hunting guide in western Wyoming. He spoke at the meeting.
And I powered through and got to page 50. And that's when I really started to hit the meat and potatoes of what is in this. And I had some serious concern.
The plan calls for the state to slowly reduce elk's dependence on being fed hay. Child worries this could be the end of feed grounds and Wyoming's robust elk herds, which people come from all over the world to hunt.
Elk is what we have. Let's not mess that up. Let's proceed with caution.
But the plan specifically says any changes can't affect elk populations, hunting, or damage to private property, as ranchers fear that hungry elk will come to their hay yards. And handling all of that is like a Rubik's Cube.
And that's what makes it difficult. And if it was something that was simple, it would have been done a long time ago.
Game and Fish's John Lund says reducing dependence on feed grounds could take decades, and figuring out how to do it is the next step. Lund adds that everyone wants to keep elk herds healthy.
Whether it's a hunter, an outfitter, a landowner, a wildlife watcher, or somebody just driving through on their way to Yellowstone.
Elk feeding is done for the season. They're migrating to their summer range in the mountains, but they'll be back next winter looking for hay. In the meantime, Wyoming is figuring out what that'll look like. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caitlin Tan in Pinedale, Wyoming.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go. There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. But on Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's a new podcast from NPR where I invite actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to talk about some of life's biggest questions. Listen to Wildcard wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.